Southeastern Wyoming has been expecting an oil boom for years that's never arrived. Just across the border in Colorado, drilling has reached breakneck pace, but Wyoming has been relatively quiet until now. The discovery of a new, more promising oil reserve has led to a surge of interest in oil and gas development in Laramie County over the last few months. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports, that's catching the attention of both market analysts and area landowners.
In May of 2013, oil and gas companies applied for 9 permits to drill in Laramie County. In May of 2014,
Laramie County had 132 drilling permits.
That's oil and gas supervisor Mark Watson. The sudden flurry of activity can be attributed to a deep sandstone formation called the Codell. Watson says he wouldn't call the increased interest a boom until the wells actually get drilled, but he says there's the potential.
You know, the companies that are down there are, they're serious about eventually drilling these wells. They just need to learn more about the formation.
Bloomberg News recently reported that even companies that are traditionally conservative in their estimates of an area's potential, like EOG Resources, are starting to rank the Rocky Mountain region alongside the much better known Bakken in North Dakota and Eagleford in Texas. In Laramie County, the promising reserves happen to coincide with the city of Cheyenne. Watson says that means more drilling and more fracking in populated areas.
That's getting to be a big issue. You know, Colorado's already dealing with it, and now that this is probably going to be an issue in Laramie County because, you know, they're going to be drilling close to people's houses.
Houses like Deb Showerman's. She bought property near Cheyenne last May.
Moved up there with my 2 horses, built a barn, put in fences.
A few weeks ago, workers started staking out the adjacent property. She found out EOG has plans to put in as many as 32 horizontal wells. The closest well pad would be several hundred feet behind her house. Showerman says it never occurred to her when she bought the property that drilling could someday happen in her backyard, and she's worried.
The health impact, all the flaring and all the chemicals that are going to go in.
Hoping to get reassurances about some of those concerns, Showerman was one of 2 dozen landowners who attended a meeting in Cheyenne recently about preparing for oil and gas development. She says the concerns linger, but that she's feeling better equipped to deal with them.
Being vigilant, taking pictures, calling people. I mean, I didn't know that you should probably do all that stuff. So this has been very, very helpful because I was feeling pretty helpless.
Charman doesn't own the mineral rights beneath her property, so she won't profit at all from the new development. Jan Beacon, on the other hand, does own the minerals on her property in Northeast Cheyenne. But she shares Charman's concerns about the health impacts. When we spoke, she was negotiating a lease with the oil and gas company that she hopes will address some of those concerns. But Beacon says the responsibility shouldn't only be on the landowner. She says there need to be stronger state regulations and enforcement of them.
You know, I understand the need for drilling and oil and gas in Wyoming. It supports the economic basis for the state. There just needs to be controls in to protect the workers, to protect the people, and to do it right.
After numerous complaints from landowners and others, the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has agreed to review its rule governing the setback of wells from houses. Right now, it's 350 feet. The commission might also take up flaring and other air quality issues later this year. But Jill Morrison with the Powder River Basin Resource Council says that process isn't moving quickly enough given the pace of development.
Really, we need a moratorium on issuing any more permits until we can get some requirements on increasing the setback so it isn't affecting people's health, safety, and welfare.
It's not immediately clear who would have the authority to do that. Watson, the oil and gas supervisor, says he doesn't.
You know, people think that we can just stop them. And if a company comes in with a drilling permit and they meet all the requirements of our current rules, I have to, by statute, approve that drilling permit. I can't just say no.
But Watson says he is negotiating with companies. For example, he says just recently he asked a company in Laramie County to move their wells further back from a house and put up better noise barriers. It may have been a first. Historically, oil and gas supervisors haven't exercised their negotiating authority. But it's not likely to be the last. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.